And today we're speaking with Marissa Crails. She is the 4-H program coordinator with Renville County with our January Renville County 4-H update. Marissa, what are some of the things going on with Renville County 4-H here in the month of January?
Yeah, January kind of picks up for us. We are getting back into the swing of things, and there's a lot of activities happening. So starting tonight, January 8th, the Birch Cooley Club is going to be meeting. January 9th, there will be a programming in Franklin. We're doing some babysitting programming over there. On January 10th, the Trailblazers Club, they will be meeting. They meet in Bird Island. On January 11th, there will also be Franklin babysitting happening. On January 13th, both the Caro Sharpshooters and the Sacred Heart Eager Beavers Clubs are meeting. Caro meets in Fairfax and Sacred Heart meets in Sacred Heart. On January 14th, there's some Franklin programming happening. On January 15th is Franklin babysitting happening again, the last day of the continuation of three meetings. On January 22nd, the Bird Island Town and Country Club will be meeting. They meet in Olivia. On January 24th, it's hard to believe, but camp counselor applications are due. We're already thinking summer here in the world of 4-H, so all of our people are invited to turn in applications if they want to be a camp counselor. On January 25th, there's Franklin programming. On January 27th, there will be a foods review workshop at 6 o'clock at the Bird Island Municipal Building. Anyone that would like to learn how to present a foods review project is invited to that. There is no cost to attend, and it is open for anyone in grades kindergarten through 1 year past high school. On February 2nd, the Birch Cooley Club will be meeting, and on February 3rd, the Danube Fullapep Club will be meeting, and then on February 5th is the Blue registration deadline. Blue is a building leadership and understanding. It's a leadership retreat opportunity that's held later in the month, but registrations for that event are due on February 5th.
So, Marissa, anything that maybe 4-H'ers should keep an eye on in terms of deadlines in January, or are most of those going to come up later in the spring?
Yeah, so just a couple of them right now. Like I said, camp counselor applications and Blue registrations, but right on the horizon, it's not too far out. All of our market beef IDs are due on February 15th, so anybody who is looking to exhibit market beef or dairy steer at the county fair, they need to get their animals ID'd and tagged by February 15th. So that's another important deadline. I'll probably talk about it next month again, but something to keep on the horizon as time keeps ticking away here. So
Marissa, if folks have questions about Renville County 4-H, or maybe they want to get involved in the new year, how can they get in touch with your office?
Yeah, so now the new year, join something new. 4-H is the perfect opportunity. There's many ways to reach our office here. The first is by calling us. You can reach us at 320-523-3713. You can also email us. You can check out our website online, and we also have a Facebook page. So we are accessible many different ways. If you want to stop in and talk in person, my office is in Olivia in the basement of the Government Center. So we love to get in contact with you and get you involved in 4-H.
And we've been talking with Marissa Crails. She is the 4-H program coordinator for Renville County. It is our January Renville County 4-H update. Marissa, we'll talk again next month.
Yeah, thank you.